I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Five, four, three, two, one.
Blast off.
You have to say blast off.
I can't not.
What is it in you that means that...
I think it's my need for order in a chaotic world. We're both in the wars this week, aren't we?
Yeah, we're not doing so well,
I've managed
actually.
To get thrush on my hands from washing them
instead
so
of in your vagina like any normal woman. Come on.
It was when they gave me the thrush cream at the pharmacy. They didn't officially tell me I had hand thrush, but I've been Googling.
Didn't want to embarrass you.
They didn't. I've been Googling hand infections and don't do that because you'll just worry that you need to call an ambulance. Oh, the fleece is zipped
what?
Up.
Are there some really bad hand infections around?
Yeah, if you get a hand infection, it leads to death, according to Google.
How?
Well, I think what happens is because you get a hand infection, it then gets into your blood really easily, and then you get a blood infection.
And then you have a blood infection.
Yeah.
And then you die.
Yeah. Oh, well.
People do just die, though, mate.
Tilly, for God's sake. Literally. I was having a great day.
No, you were.
No, I wasn't. And why are you in the wars, Tilly Steele? You also don't have to talk about it. I'm bringing your medical issues to the podcast.
I've got an infected wisdom tooth.
Dire.
And I'm also me. So
and people die,
that'll do it.
So.
That would do it.
God. Goodness, well.
Well, this was your idea.
I don't know why. So this is bitching every week. We talk about a different person. We dissect them. We delve into them. We go wildly off track. And this week, for some...
We're actually facing away from each other on the webcam. That's how much we don't want to be doing this. You're in your left-hand side, facing to your...
This is so confusing.
Right. And I'm on the left-hand side of my screen, facing to my right. And we're kind of just like...
The body language looks really like we've fallen
I'm looking off to the right hand of my screen and you're looking off to the left hand of my screen, is what I mean.
Look sad.
Stunning.
Oh, I'm going to win the Turner. I knew it. Well, this week we're talking about Colonel Saunders. Colonel Saunders?
Sanders, I think.
Sanders.
What was it? What's his first name? It's something funny.
The Chicken Man. His first name is... Harland Sanders. He loves chicken. He's the man, the Kentucky Fried Chicken man, the man that what's his name dressed up at the Oscars. God, if
Who?
I could remember anything, my culture references would be on point. But yeah. Pierce Brosnan
dressed up as Colonel Sanders.
Yeah.
When
on the red carpet.
Like, actually or unintentionally?
Unintentionally.
Oh, don't make fun of Pierce Brosnan.
No, he's a hot Colonel Sanders, honestly.
Oh, is he? Pierce Brosnan's so fit.
I think he can sing as well.
He can see?
Sing.
Oh, Pierce Brosnan.
I've just accidentally Googled hot Colonel Sanders. I forgot to put in Pierce Brosnan and oh my gosh.
Do you know there's actually a dating game called I Love You, Colonel Sanders?
No.
In which you date Colonel Sanders.
This is like a whole fetish, isn't it?
I haven't played it, but I think it's free.
Can you just Google hot Colonel Sanders and just see the world that is out there? This is...
Just see the world through your eyes for a moment. Hot Colonel Sanders. I wonder what else people make hot, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Look at this.
Yeah, hook you up with hot Colonel Sanders. Hot cock, cock, cock. Hook you up with hot cock. That's what my mouth is doing today.
There's an article here.
Oh, yeah, it's actually advertising from KFC.
No way.
The publisher is actually KFC.
No way.
Colonel Sanders dating simulator. I love you, Colonel Sanders, a finger-licking good dating simulator. Follows you, a promising culinary student, as you try to date your classmate, Colonel Sanders. So they've tried to make it not problematic. So he's, like, if this was an actual dating game, he'd probably be, like, the teacher or, like...
Yeah, someone's dad.
I don't know, some billionaire. Throughout your journey, you'll be faced with life-changing decisions that will affect your chances of friendship and love. But be careful. Your choices have real consequences with real animated characters' feelings at stake. I won't play this. Do you have what it takes to survive culinary school? Will Colonel Sanders choose you to be his business partner? Or maybe even so much more. Find out in the most finger-licking good dating simulator ever created. A game that KFC actually made.
Finger-licking good dating game.
They know how to do their kind of guerrilla advertising. I don't know if this is really guerrilla. I don't really know what the word guerrilla means. Please don't unsubscribe from the podcast.
This is insane.
We are both dumb.
Well, this plays into... I'll briefly read his Wikipedia, but I think why I was interested in doing him, because he created this company, but what the company has then done with his image, that's really specifically his face, is not what he ever signed up to. And I think this finger-licking good dating...
I'm going to do something similar with you in this podcast. You're going to end up in some situations that you just don't want to be in.
The difference is I'm fully consenting to that. If you're using my face long after my death, do whatever you like, just plaster it everywhere, I'm up for it. He does look weird, this hot Colonel Sanders, because he's very young and very, like, chiseled cheekbone, but he's got the grey little beardy thing.
Yeah, it's the white hair, he's still hot. It's great, it's unusual. Love
quirky. It. Here we go, Colonel Harland David Sanders, September...
Are we actually doing this?
Okay. In case anyone doesn't know. Born the 9th of September... Oh, he's got two birthdays. Between the September and December... 1890 was an American.
Is he the Queen? I've never seen the Queen and Colonel Sanders in the same room. Just saying.
The Queen of Chicken.
I've cracked the code, bitch.
She's not a lizard after all. She's Colonel Sanders. he was an American businessman best known for founding the fast food chicken restaurant Kentucky Fried Chicken, also known as KFC, and later acting as the company's brand ambassador and symbol. His name and image still symbolise the company. The title Colonel was honorary, a Kentucky colonel, not the military rank. So he was a man of very humble beginnings.
He kept getting fired. Basically every job he did. Tara, don't throw up.
Your cat. Oh no. She's going to be sick on your bed.
She's all right. She just sometimes does a little hiccup that seems like she's going to be sick, but she's actually just doing it for attention.
She's like me.
Which is a huge mood.
Yeah, that's what I do. That's literally what I've been
absolute
doing.
Absolute same. Yeah, just been feeling sick.
I just told
Tilly. So Matt will take care of you.
Just told Tilly I've been feeling a bit sick today, but only in the way her cat is. Don't do that, actually.
Yeah, no, let's not do that. So he kept getting fired for insubordination.
Which means...
being naughty and not liking authority very much, which doesn't necessarily means that doesn't necessarily means fuck
put
me
your teeth in.
Doesn't necessarily mean that he was a bad dude. He certainly sounds like a rather fiery man.
We should do a warm up before we do this pod.
We should try harder. we should try harder.
Oh, I can't believe
that. Our mildly successful podcast, which could be more successful if we tried harder.
If we put the work in. But we're like Colonel Sanders. We can't be tamed.
We're just going to get fired from every job we ever do until we run our own show. And then we're going to sell it to someone for a couple of million because we're too old to do it anymore. Then we're going to go round the places that we used to own and throw the food on the floor and say that it's disgusting, which is what Colonel Sanders did.
Absolutely.
There, that's the story of Colonel Sanders.
Absolute legend. But I didn't know that, did you? Before I Googled it.
No, I think I knew that he, like, wasn't... He didn't end up owning it at the end of his life. He basically sold it because he was too old.
It might be that it's more carry on doing known it. In America or the places that he was really famous as an individual, but his brand is so much bigger and more powerful than him as an individual. And I think that was why he was throwing that food on the ground, is he was being associated with something that he no longer controlled. But imagine your big old face next to some gross chicken.
Imagine it in your mouth.
His face or the chicken?
So you're a vegan.
Tilly thinks this is why I wanted to do Colonel Sanders, to talk about the fact... I resent that. I do. I resent that. I'm not...
That I thought you were going to become a vegan propaganda person.
I resent that. I really... I think chicken's great. I mean, I don't. I'm not getting into it. Everyone, do what you want to do. It's bad enough that I'm a vegan. I never thought I'd be that person, right? That's awful. I've become what I used to hate. It's bad enough that I'm not going to be the kind of person who goes around telling everybody that they're a vegan. No.
It is the morally right thing to do, though.
Don't drag me and into I've said this hole.
No, I have said this to you. I'm not a vegan because I don't have any self-control. And I love chocolate. And I can't say no to things is another thing. Like, if I go to someone's house and they've got chocolate cake and they're like, hey, do you want a piece of chocolate cake? I can't envision a life for myself in which I would go, no, I've brought this.
Name a vegan thing. I just saw your brain.
I've brought this nut bar that I will enjoy instead, because I prepared for this, because I'm a good vegan and I understand that these situations will arise. So I've brought my yeast bar with me, and I will eat my yeast and nut bar whilst you enjoy your cocoa milky cake. And I will watch you eat it, and I won't be superior or sad that I can't eat it. It's just not me. It's not a world. I can't.
No, life's too short for that, she says.
What do you do when that stuff happens? Well, I know what happened when I offered you dairy milk. You took it and then spat it out because you remembered you were a
vegan. That was in my very early days, back in January. Remember January? That feels like 10 years ago.
Remember the world.
We were in the same studio. We shared food. We touched each other. Aww.
Crazy days.
The thing is, I've not had super loads of experience of that because I was vegan between January and March, and then obviously the world closed down. So in terms of like social awkwardness, but I've always told myself that if I went to like, you know, when you go to like a friend's parents for dinner, if they've cooked something that's got some cheese or milk in it, I'm not going to not eat it. Like, I'll let people know that I'm vegan and hope for the best, but I'm not going to be a knob. But generally what I do is just eat the things that are... if you go to a restaurant now, there's just so many options.
So many options, yeah.
It doesn't feel like you have to make a big song and dance of it. But no. I would also generally carry around... I mean, I always generally carry around snacks. Because, God, food.
And you're a busy, on-the-go business woman.
Oh, back in the day. Back in my previous life.
Did you ever eat KFC?
Yes.
What was your meal of choice at KFC?
One of the buckets, I think.
To yourself?
It's really hazy because I'll have been below the age of 10. I think it must have been a family bucket and we ate it as a family.
So you haven't had it since?
No,
you were 10.
I was going to try their vegan burger, but then they were sold out in the place that I went. What about you? What's your go-to?
When I was a kid, I think they're now just boneless strips, but they were called crispy strips when I was a kid. And God, those crispy strips are so strippy and so crispy. They're so good.
It's good that
they're so good.
They are. You know what you're getting.
They're so good.
So is it a secret recipe? Because I know that he...
It's the 11 herbs and spices.
Oh my God.
That is supposedly the secret recipe.
I forgot that. And have you seen who KFC follow on Twitter?
No.
Go and have a look at who KFC follow on Twitter, if this is still the case. Yes, it is.
Okay, I'm looking now.
They are only following 11 people.
Are they all called Spice?
They all are representatives of the different 11 herbs or spices.
It won't let me log in because I'm not on Twitter at the moment.
Okay, so we've got...
As of 10 a.m. this morning.
We've got four people called Herb. And then we've got the five Spice Girls. And that's it.
That is great. They're good at marketing.
They're good at marketing.
They're good.
They know.
They're smart. And they... Have you seen that episode of Community which is like basically sponsored by KFC? Not sponsored, but with the... there's basically like a space simulator that was made by KFC.
Yes.
Have you watched that episode?
Yes.
It's really funny. It's really, really funny.
I love that show.
I recommend
show.
It. Great show.
It's a great show.
But yeah, I don't think eating animals is good, but it is convenient.
It is. And I think he's such an interesting person. He came from basically nothing. Like you say, he got fired from loads of jobs. He was really destitute. He was living in his car for ages. And then he just became obsessed with making this chicken that was really, really delicious, and he kept it a secret recipe, and a recipe, I nearly said.
Recipe?
And he managed to franchise the chicken, like his specific chicken, to all these different restaurants, and it was this huge gamble, and he like sold everything he had in order to franchise it. And then it grew and grew until eventually he owned his own restaurant where people would come specifically for...
I love reading about the olden times.
It sounds so like Wild Westy, doesn't it?
Yeah, so when he had the first restaurant, it was basically like, I think whoever owned it gave it to him so that he would have somewhere to live. And then he started serving the chicken and the biscuits and the gravy.
The gravy.
KFC gravy, which subsequently he would... Once it had been franchised, he would go to places that were serving the gravy and throw it on the floor because he said it tasted like wallpaper paste.
What a man.
But that's what's happens. All right, that's what's happens.
What, when capitalism wins?
Yeah.
And I wonder if, obviously his chicken was absolutely delicious, but I wonder if he wasn't such a distinctive character, it would have been so globally.
It would have had the effect.
Yeah. Because he was everywhere.
Because that's what makes people travel. It's the story of the weird colonel. But this place, his first place, was open 24 hours a day.
Oh, yes.
And it was like off a big ass road, intersection, whatever you call it.
Oh, so people would go.
I love that. Yeah. That like diner culture, late night. It's great. I wonder who drove through there. What sort of people were there?
It's so not
Why
English,
were they there?
Is it? It's like the opposite of our culture.
Yeah. But and like what happened if someone turned up at 4 a.m. and they wanted fried chicken?
They got it.
Was the colonel always there? Did he have a rotating staff? Did he only sleep 2 hours a night? What was going on? Write that.
There's your movie. But I think you're right. I think that romanticism of it, that he's like the classic American dream, isn't he? He's a man with nothing.
Yeah, because he founded KFC during the Great what the fuck is wrong with me? I'm sorry, it's my wisdom tooth. It hurt.
My hands hurt.
It hurt me. My tooth hurts and her hands hurt. Please, can we be excused?
I'm your cat.
I can't do pee today. My tooth hurts.
That was my first...
What was I saying?
Occupation was in my PE lessons. We did a sit-in. We refused to get changed. And
Why?
I loved the taste of protest and I never looked back. Mm. We just didn't want to play netball.
It is a horrible game. Mm.
Sorry, I interrupted.
I think I interrupted myself, mate.
The American dream.
I think I fucked that one up for myself, I've got to say. I'm all for, you know, where there's blame, there's a claim. But fuck me, that was my own fault. Everything that just happened was of my own making.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The fact that he created what was the starting point of KFC during the Great Depression was, You know, it's a thing where people can go, look, you can always be successful, even in the darkest of times. Yeah. And it's like, well,
that one guy did, but what about the rest of us?
What about the other colonels that we haven't heard about?
They should have grown a goatee.
I might play this game, dating Colonel Sanders. I love you, Colonel Sanders.
I wonder, do you have to pay?
No, it's free.
Is it?
It's a free game.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I'm so going to play it.
Yeah. It's a free game.
A brief history of
sex. I might stream it on Twitch, guys, because I'm thinking about starting a Twitch channel.
Yay! Okay, so when you first messaged me saying you were starting doing that, I replied saying, what a great idea, love heart or something. I then Googled what Twitch was.
Yeah. And I knew you had done that, but I didn't mind. Because I love that. I love a friend who'll Google something instead of asking you to explain it. Because, like, you love me. Yeah. That's why you Googled it for me.
Why would I make
Because you wanted to be supportive instantly.
Yeah. I support you unconditionally.
And also, it makes you look like you know everything in the world that's going on.
I mean, that's my main motive, really. Let's be honest. Oh, yeah, Twitch. I've heard of that.
Do you ever just do it where someone's like, oh, have you seen so-and-so? And you just say yes for a quiet life.
I try not to do that because I think it's you get found out.
I've never been found out.
Really?
I don't do it all the time. I only do it when I really can't be bothered.
I do know what you mean.
When you just know someone's going to, like, not stop going on about, oh, you got to see it. You got to see it. You really can't understand. I don't know why I'm Jeremy Vine. You really can't understand what's happening until you do that and you read that. And you watch that, you really don't have a clue what's going on.
Good, Jeremy Vine.
Thanks.
Do you know what, though? I'm with you. I hate those people. But then I also immediately, as soon as I see or read something that's changed my life, I become that person. So what's a girl
I
do?
I do a bit, but only with things that I am like, this is the best thing.
Have you seen Succession?
No.
Well, that's totally fine. You just do what you want to do. I'm not going to say anymore.
I do really want to watch Succession because a lot of people have told me how great it is.
My only thing is...
So I think it's a similar thing to Breaking Bad where I will eventually watch it all, but probably when it's completed.
Controversial. I was not asked about Breaking Bad. I know.
Were you not?
I just think there was something really... I totally get why it's fantastic. It's so well acted and put together. But I do have the slight Goody Two Shoes thing of just being like, what makes this family exempt from everybody else? And why are they able to do this crime and murder these people?
Oh, yeah, but it's not saying that, like, Walter White is class and we should all be him. I mean, it is saying that a bit because Walter White is class. But he's class because of the acting. Really, the show is about Jesse, I think. Really, the show makes you have sympathy for Jesse, I think.
Yeah, okay.
Ultimately.
All right. I need to watch more of it. I've only watched the first three episodes, to be fair.
Oh, yeah. You can't. Breaking Bad is the thing where you just have to be like, okay, I am going to just watch the entire first
this
season.
This is my life now.
So that I can discuss Breaking Bad with other people. That's the only reason I did it.
Have you seen the movie?
And then, I didn't like it. It was fine. It was a nice excuse to see Bryan Cranston as Walter White again. And the bit where he's walking down the corridor with Jesse is sick. He's literally just walking down the corridor. That's not a spoiler, Helen. You just said you're not even going to watch it.
Yeah, I'm just singing.
I'm just unrelatedly singing. But yeah, I might do the Twitch thing. I mean, I have a shit laptop, so...
So for people that don't know, Twitch is a bit like YouTube, but for gamers. Is that right?
It's like a streaming platform where people live stream themselves, mostly playing video games. But some people draw, some people sing, some people take their clothes off, but then they get banned. Some people are sexy streamers who do ASMR.
That's me.
With the big boobs out. You could do that.
I'd be up for that.
They're not allowed to be naked, but you can, if you get the tops of your titties out and then you just
down to just before the nips.
Yeah, and then you just like
lean. Do I make money from doing that?
Oh yeah, these women make so much money. But you have to I think it's actually probably harder than it looks.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Because you get a lot of harassment.
I'm sure it's a skill and a...
And the harassment's your bread and butter as well. It's not like you can, like, ban all the people who are a bit much. Because those are the people who are going to give you money. So, yeah, I'm thinking about starting doing that. But it's scary. In a way, it's scarier than doing stand-up, because stand-up, you can see the whites of everyone's eyes, and if anyone wants to be a cunt, then they've got to be a cunt in person, and then we can be cunts at each other. But online, people are cloaked behind the protective invisibility of the internet, so everything gets a bit more sinister, I find. But I was raised on the internet, and I like playing games, and I might be good at it,
I don't know. You should just go for it, and if you find that there is any of that, then stop doing it. I know that's a really basic thing to say.
Just got to try it.
I think you'll be great, because you really do know your stuff. So I asked Tilly for some advice about a games console, and oh my gosh, did I get an education.
Did you get one?
No, because they're very expensive.
Yeah, but the hours of fun you'll have.
I don't know if I would. I think I would get it and I would play it for like a couple of days, and then I'd be like three episodes into Breaking Bad, and then I'd be like, well, I don't see what this is serving. So, but maybe I will.
You don't have to. It's not for everyone.
Tilly was very helpful.
Well, it's like anything. You go through phases of not playing it, and then... because I really enjoy playing games, but a lot of the time I feel like, oh, this isn't... I'm not progressing in my life. Whereas if I was doing it on Twitch, I'd feel a bit more like, oh, well, maybe someone will come and watch me.
I think it's a really great idea. Do you ever do it?
And maybe one day that person will buy me a rice cooker on my Amazon wish list or something. I don't know. You would be really good on Twitch.
Stop. I'm not very good at playing games, though.
Neither am I. Just like them.
I like you.
Well, we haven't really talked about the Colonel Man, have we?
He was...
I just really want some fried chicken.
Yeah,
now.
He was good at chicken. Then he got annoyed because of capitalism. And now they continue to use his face against his family's wishes. Da-da-da-da-da-da! Hey! And also, if you Google Colonel Sanders and the...
You can put hot in front of it. Have a little wank.
Have you seen if you look at the picture that's like the black and white picture that's the KFC image? I'm just trying to find one that's a good example. He's got that little neck thing that he wears. I've got one here. I'm going to send it you. Once you see it, you can't unsee it, that's little arms and little legs.
What, that he looks like he's got... Where
he
are you sending
like
me this on?
He's got a tiny little body.
Ah, yeah, it does.
It's little tiny legs and little tiny arms. Oh, hours of fun.
Oh. Yeah, that's good. It's good shit.
All right.
Good shit.
Well, there we are.
Well, thanks for coming. It's done. What's done is done. Yet another week of impending doom. Do you remember when we thought that this was just going to be like a couple of months and then...
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And now the pubs are reopening. Will you be going?
I will not. Will you be going?
I will not.
But that's no judgment for anybody that needs to go get out the house.
Oh, no, not at all. Not at all.
I'm going to see how it goes, I think. I can't work out if I'm just being a square... I have given myself hand thrush from how much I've been washing my hands. That's how square I've been. Oh, God.
But it's stressful being in London.
Yeah.
I feel a lot less relaxed in London.
Oh, really?
Because, well, it's just, it doesn't feel good. You're just distancing is basically impossible. I mean, it has been impossible the entire time because the pavements are that big and there's about a trillion people living there, so...
It's true. When we went up to see Matt's parents in Barnsley, we drove up for the day. It was so weird how much you could just walk through a field and there'd be nobody.
It's great.
It's great. I've really enjoyed your pictures of you in fields. You look so free. You look like Kate Bush.
Oh, thank you.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, I feel a lot better up here.
Yeah.
It's just nice to have space and air and... animals and home-cooked meals, not Deliveroo.
Oh, I'm so happy for you. And also, thank you for anybody that's been nice and getting in touch on the tweets. And we really like
you. Yeah, it's lovely. We really like all of you for listening. Tell your friends. Or don't.
Just do it, yeah.
Maybe you don't want to tell your friends. Maybe you want to keep it a secret that's just for you. And that's all right as well. Maybe you don't have any friends who have taste. Like you do. Because you're special and different.
We do have a high breed of listeners, I think.
Hybrid? No, what the fuck? You sound like you're going to fucking kill them. What's wrong with you?
I didn't mean...
Yes, it's a hybrid of listener.
Oh, what's the word when...
Come away with me.
What is the word when people...
To my lung theatre bunker. For the sacrifice!
I didn't know that was going to come out my mouth until it came out my mouth, a hybrid. I sound like I'm going to commit some kind of eugenics as well on everyone
else.
Yeah,
you do.
Cancelled.
You'll be hired by the Tory government soon.
Oh, God.
Well, we've got to eugenics, so I think that's about time to press stop.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
You've been listening to Bitchin', a podcast by Tilly Steele and Helen Monks. Our music was by Dave Cribb and our artwork was by Luke W. Robson.
Great Big Owl.